I'm joined in studio now. I'm joined on phone now by Patrick Bergen. You'll know Patrick Bergen from his part in Sleeping with the Enemy opposite Julia Roberts, and also his part in the EastEnders soap where he played Aidan McGuire. And Patrick, it's lovely to have you here.
Delighted to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Patrick, we're here to discuss a song you've done, In Aid of Trokra, and the song is Leonard Cohen's song. And, of course, Leonard Cohen, before he was a singer, was really a poet at heart. How did you decide to do Anthem?
It's funny you call him a poet, all right, because Bob Dylan said that his songs were like prayers. And the song Anthem is very much like a prayer of hope for the world. Originally, what happened was that I worked with John and Jerry McColgan of Tyrone Productions for other charities. We sent aid to Haiti, for example, and I sang Hallelujah at On Board Gash one time with him, with Eleanor Shanley. And when the Pope was visiting Ireland, John and Jerry asked me would I prepare to sing again. Of course I was. I'm delighted and honored to sing Anthem for the Pope as he arrived in Croke Park. And we thought, they do a lot of work for Trokra. Trokra is a wonderful organization. They operate in 26 countries. And the money that they work with Caritas in the Ukraine, for example. And any money gained from this single will go straight to Ukraine.
Yeah.
So it was a delight to do it, and I think it's an appropriate song if you listen to it. There's a crack, everything that the light gets in, and that's what we're hoping for, that some light will be shone on this subject. These poor people would be helped.
Absolutely. Your timing, I suppose, being an actor, but your timing is amazing, really, with what's happening in Ukraine at the moment. I mean, normally, most of us wouldn't know where Mariupol was, we wouldn't know where Dnipro was, we wouldn't know where Lviv was, and yet now we know where all these cities are, so it's quite a tragedy. So your timing has been brilliant.
Well, it's a blessing, all right. As long as some help goes to them, I'd be very proud and happy. So get your listeners to go out and download it on any of the mediums that they can download it on, Spotify or anything. And any time they download, money will go to Trokra.
Yeah, and as I say, we will be playing it here as well. And I just looking back over stuff last night, you mentioned Eleanor Shanley there. I saw a magnificent video on YouTube of yourself and Eleanor Shanley doing a song which I'd never heard before called My Angel. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. I mean, I wrote the lyrics for that, My Angel. I got the melody. I stole the melody. stole the melody from a song in Africa called Maleka, which is essentially means My Angel. And again, there was young people. It was one of those songs that I had never heard of before, never heard the melody. But when I heard the melody, I was so struck. It sounded Irish to me, the melody, for some reason. And I investigated and came up with the lyrics, appropriate lyrics. And Eleanor's wonderful voice accompanied me, and I was very proud of that too.
Oh yeah, you should be. I was bowled over by it, I have to say. It was absolutely, as I was by Anthem as well, I have to say, you know. And then I looked a bit more into you. This is research for this programme. I sort of noticed you did stuff with Fair Bullock in your time.
I did. That was a nice show, and I did Galway Bay with them, which was great. And I've been lucky to work with some great people, no question. And Galway Bay, and I also did, I wrote a song called The Tipperary Waltz, which Simon Casey recorded for me. And I wrote that, again, it was an anti-war song. And I was very proud of that song as well. It did very well in the charts. So yeah, I've always worked in the music side of things. It's a big string to my bow.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're not just extremely good looking, you're also able to act, you're also able to sing, and you can play the guitar. I think I'm going off you already, you know that. You've got all the talents. the video was excellent, and I mean, I know it was done by Jerry McColgan, and John McColgan of Riverdance fame was that much, I presume, working with those was amazing.
It was great, and Power Sport were very lucky, good to let us use their facilities. And I've worked with Jerry. I've done a trilogy of Yates films with him some years ago. And it was The Cat in the Moon, Calvary, in which I played Jesus, by the way. And the Countess Kathleen. And so I have a long working relationship with Jerry. And
Yeah, absolutely. But the most important thing is for people to go out and to buy and to download the song and the video. Isn't that, that's really what we're here for, isn't it?
Yes, and to listen to those beautiful words.
Absolutely.
Important words, yes.
And the Mornington Singers helped you out there, as I say. Lovely, really, really lovely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Brilliant choir. I mean, when you hear it, it's angelic. There's no question about it. I mean, I'm very proud of it. I think, I wouldn't say I've emulated Leonard Cohen, but I've tried to do honour and respect to him. It's funny because I missed his wonderful gig in the hospital here.
Yes, Kilmainham. In Kilmainham.
And 3 days later, he was playing in L.A. And it was one of my most extravagant things. I flew to L.A. for the day to see his concert and come back.
Yeah,
he's a Leonard Cohen fan, and he's as Bob Dylan said, his songs are prayers.
Yes, yes, yes. And as I say, the true poetry comes out in anthems so well, you know.
So how are you doing down there in Cork?
We're doing great in Cork. As I say, we could do without all the worry over Ukraine at the moment. I think it certainly is dwelling on everybody's minds, and I think everybody is feeling it. And it is lovely that people like you come out and do stuff, and everybody, in fact, is coming out to do their little bit. But I think you were great to do this.
Thank you. I'd say hi to my niece, Morag, and my sister, Siobhan, and the wonderful Anne Dunn from Macroom. I did the Blarney Stone with a musical down in Macroom there last year, and in the Cork Opera House, which was a great experience. It was about 4 years ago now.
Well, you're always welcome back to Cork again, and you're especially welcome back to Yall. And I'd love to thank you so much on behalf of everybody in Yall for taking part in the telephone conversation today, but most importantly, for doing what you've done for Trokra.
Thank you very much, Declan.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Bye.